On your left, you will see the Mineral and Energy Resources Building. It is home to the departments of Petroleum, Natural Gas Engineering, Mining Engineering, Mineral Processing Engineering, Safety Studies, and the Mining Extension Offices. The Mineral and Energy Museum, which contains artifacts from the state's rich mining tradition, is also located here. A new structure, called Evansdale Crossing, is being built behind Mineral Sciences. It will unite the upper and lower parts of the Evansdale campus by providing elevators and indoor stairs, and a connecting bridge to the engineering PRT station. The structure will include study spaces, classrooms, food services, a bookstore, and other amenities. Continue around the curve. The Engineering Sciences Building is the tall building on your left. It contains 5 departments: chemical, civil and environmental, electrical and computer, industrial and mechanical and aerospace engineering. Charles Vest, a former president of MIT and president of the National Academy of Engineers, graduated from WVU, along with John McBride, once a NASA space shuttle astronaut. Current engineering students are involved in many hands-on research projects, such as alternative-fueled car competitions and building solar-powered homes. The 4-story engineering research building is located beside the Engineering Sciences Building. This structure contains research labs and equipment for all 5 engineering departments, plus cross-disciplinary research. The National Research Center for Coal and Energy, known as the NRCCE, is the TAN building. WVU researchers work on a variety of multidisciplinary projects, ranging from alternative fuels to watershed reclamation to acid mine drainage. Many students are involved in cutting-edge research with faculty. The square white building is the Evansdale Library, which contains over 300,000 volumes, a large computer lab, and an electronic classroom. A new advanced engineering research building across from the Evansdale Library is scheduled for completion in 2014. It will allow students and faculty from all disciplines to come together to solve problems society faces in energy, water, cybersecurity, and healthcare. You should be arriving at a 4-way stop. After stopping, continue straight past the new greenhouse on your right.
Past the greenhouse, enter the small parking area on the right. Stop here briefly to listen to information about agricultural sciences.
Plant and soil sciences students do their research here and grow flowers and plants year-round.